with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The tensions are high. The U.S. sending more military assets to the volatile Middle East. The additional deployments come in the direction of the Defense Secretary.
Lloyd Austin talked by phone with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Sunday. According to a Pentagon spokesman, the U.S. Defense Secretary reiterated Washington's commitment to do everything to defend Israel. He said the USS Georgia submarine and an aircraft carrier strike group led by the USS Abraham Lincoln should accelerate towards the region. Iran has said it plans revenge following Israel's assassination in Lebanon last month of Fuad Shukr, a senior commander of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah, and the killing of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, which Hamas and Iran have blamed on Israel.
The BBC's Warren Bull. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine's incursion into the Kursk region is an attempt by Kyiv to stop Moscow's offensive in the Donbas region. Putin said the attack that began last Tuesday appeared to reflect Kyiv's attempt to gain a better negotiating position in future talks. He said the Russian military has pushed its offensive in the Donbas, and he vowed that Moscow will achieve its military goals. Also at SRNnews.com, the Summer Olympic Games in Paris, now history. And Team USA has done pretty well in the overall medal count.
The Americans lapped the field in the overall medal count, totaling 126, 35 more than second place China. Aside from the 40 gold, the Americans won 42 silver and 44 bronze. The U.S. has won the most overall medals in 8 consecutive summer games. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Dow down 120 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 57. This is SRN News. Nicaragua is going after the Catholic Church again. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
President Daniel Ortega, a communist, doesn't like Catholic leaders speaking out against his dictatorial reign, and so he's putting a lot of them in jail. A dozen more priests have been locked up in this latest violation of religious liberty in the Latin American country, and it's drawing international outrage. Other priests have been expelled from Nicaragua over the protests of the Vatican and warnings from several governments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris' decision to pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate might hurt her with some Jewish voters. They are disappointed fans of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who was one of Harris' finalists for the job. Some saw him as someone who could help Democrats win a key swing state and also make history as the first Jewish vice president. This is SRN News. Authorities are learning more about a deadly crash of a Marine Corps aircraft.
Investigators say the Osprey crash in Australia that killed three U.S. Marines 1 year ago was caused by several pilot errors during a near mid-air collision. Pilots Major Tobin Lewis and Captain Eleanor LeBeau were both killed. A third Marine, Crew Chief Corporal Spencer Collart, survived the crash and was thrown clear, but he then re-entered the burning cockpit in an attempt to rescue the trapped pilots. He died in his effort to save them. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. health officials approving the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions, offering an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The new spray will be marketed under the brand name Neffy. It's one of several needle-free devices being developed to treat millions of Americans with severe allergies. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.